He's one of the greatest Broncos in history, and on Saturday night, he could add Hall of Famer to his list of accolades. Hello, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV, joined by Andrew Mason. And Mace, we're going to be down in Houston, Texas this week, but before we get there, we're giving folks at home a little bit of a preview as to what we can expect on Saturday night. And on Saturday night, Broncos legend Terrell Davis up for Hall of Fame candidacy, or up for possible induction, I should say. And what do you think his credentials are to get in to Canton, Ohio?
Well, you start with what he did in the postseason, of course, from 96 through 98, over 100 yards in seven postseason games. You know, no one's had that kind of multi-year postseason run like Terrell Davis had. You know, he's the only player in NFL history with a league MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, and a 2,000-yard rushing season. You know, we all know about the injuries he had before then, but his peak was as great as any peak any running back has ever had. That's the core of his candidacy, that when he was at his apex, it was right up there with Jim Brown, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton, guys of that ilk.
What do you think people are going to say is working against TD this year? I know a lot of people have talked about LaDainian Tomlinson being up for the Hall of Fame this season. Does that help or hurt TD's candidacy?
That hurts. Okay. I mean, let's be honest there, unfortunately. There may be some thought to take Tomlinson ahead of Terrell Davis because he has the greater career accomplishments. But that's because he had a longer career because he was able to stay healthy. Terrell Davis only played seven seasons, no fault of his own. It was because of injuries. And, you know, when you really look at what Davis did on a per-game basis, on a per-season basis, you know, I like to look at a combination of stats. I look at he had more than 60 touchdowns. He had more than 4.5 yards per carry. He had over 7,000 yards. And he averaged over 90 yards per regular season game. There are only two retired players other than Terrell Davis who have that combination of numbers, Jim Brown and Barry Sanders. And if you include postseason, only Jim Brown joins Terrell Davis as averaging over 100 yards per game postseason, regular season for his career. To me, Terrell Davis is a slam dunk, but I think the longevity thing continues to work against him and may work against him against Tomlinson this weekend.
Hard to believe when you hear names like Jim Brown and Barry Sanders. Mace, closing things out, what do you think we can expect for TD on Saturday? Is this the year he gets in? We obviously think he's very deserving. Broncos country thinks he's deserving, but do you think Saturday night is the night?
I hope so. I'd love to be able to sit here and tell you 80%, 90%. Realistically, I would probably say about 40% to get in again because of Tomlinson. And the other thing, you know, in general, the Hall of Fame has a real backlog. I mean, I look at this group of 15 finalists for the five spots from the primary pool. 13 of those guys are legitimate Hall of Famers in my estimation. And, you know, it's nothing against TD if he doesn't get in. Ditto for John Lynch, who we've discussed. Nothing against those guys. I think they're clearly Hall of Famers. There's just not enough spots. And the backlog just seems to keep growing and growing. And then when you put a Tomlinson in there, they're talking about Tomlinson versus TD, and they're measuring their merits against each other, fair or not. That can work against him. So, you know, I've had the long-standing proposal of a once-a-decade class of 17 to commemorate the 1963 Hall of Fame class, the first Hall of Fame class. Something has to be done because whether it's TD, John Lynch, or others, plenty of deserving candidates are going to be left out on Saturday night.
All of those guys deserving. LT and TD, both very, very deserving candidates. We certainly hope it will be good news for Terrell Davis on Saturday night. And we will be there in Houston, Texas. Be sure to follow along on DenverBroncos.com. Mace will have the written word. I will have the video reports covered. But until then, we will see you in Houston, Texas.